WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Friday Eve, straight up 6 o'clock, 14 in NRV, 20 in Lynchburg, 16 in Roanoke right now.
Hey, it's warmer than it was at this time yesterday.
I know.
I'll take the improvement.
Look, we survived yesterday, the chilliness of the day. I felt strong at the end of the day.
Your bones.
I did.
They were frozen.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Surviving that cold.
So I almost had I did have a mini heart attack this morning.
What?
You know how most of us wake up when our alarm goes off?
Yes.
Yes.
My alarm went off this morning. I wasn't necessarily awake, but you know what woke me up this morning?
What's that?
When I hopped on getting ready, when I was merging onto the interstate, and a deer ran in front of my car.
Oh, yeah,
and I just barely missed the deer.
Oh, okay. I'm with you now. I was like, wait, you were asleep when you were driving? I'm with you now.
No, because I've hit a deer before, and there's nothing you can do about it. But, man, hitting a deer with your car just wrecks your car and your day.
Oh, yes, for
it's
sure.
Terrible.
So I hit the brake really quick. I was going, I was accelerating. I was up to about 35 or 40 miles per hour. And I pumped the brakes a bit, and that deer just barely missed my car.
Yeah, you know, his cousin was over to the side like,
Almost got you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie, they almost got you.
Yeah. I almost brought in a deer skillet for us for breakfast. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of the skillet, because yesterday we went to brunch.
Yeah.
And I learned things. I don't know if I'm learning things about myself or if I'm learning things about YouTube when we go out to brunch together.
Yeah.
Because what I realized yesterday is that you guys don't drink out of straws when we go out to eat.
What?
And I get a straw. Like I don't even ask for a straw. The straw is on the table. So I just use the straw. But then I look through it halfway. Neither one of you guys are drinking out of a straw. You're just drinking out of the glass.
Yeah, it depends on. It actually depends on the glass for me and where I'm at.
Okay.
It depends on the restaurant. It depends on the glass. And I thought the glass was too short of a glass for
the
straw.
I looked ridiculous.
And I'm like, but it was, I mean, it's okay. But, and it also depends on the restaurant. Because if it was a short glass and the restaurant was kind of trash, then I would. Yeah, I would get a straw.
And Monica, you kind of get a pass because you had a mimosa yesterday. So drinking a mimosa with a straw is kind of weird. Chris, you just had a water like I did.
Okay.
How come you didn't drink out of a straw?
Okay, normally 99% of the time I would ask for a straw.
Uh-huh.
Because I typically don't like drinking out of the glass. However, what Monica just said, the glass wasn't big enough. And honestly, I thought the glass looked nice.
Yeah, it did.
I'm like, oh, this is a nice, sturdy looking glass.
Your straw took away from the glass.
It looks new.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't do a straw.
Yep.
But 99% of the time, I'm going to ask for a straw.
I am 100. I don't care how nice that glass looks.
That was a nice
the
glass.
The server brought that glass over with their bare hands.
With her clean hands.
They touched the outside of the glass where my mouth was going to go.
Yeah.
I needed a straw.
I'm just saying, your little, you know, blue and white straw took away from that glass.
It did. And my straw was 3 times the size of
the
glass.
It was like a kid. Like, you need a kid drink.
A little designer.
Next time we're out to lunch, I'll make sure that I ask for a straw. I ask for one of those fun twisty straws.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
I give Monica crap for an activity that she loves. I tell her to stop doing it. I tell her she should quit. She should hang it up.
Oh, goodness.
But come to find out, this activity is helping Monica be healthier, live longer, lose calories. That activity is karaoke. Karaoke, karaoke, karaoke. Here is doctor talking about how many calories you can lose just by performing karaoke.
This blogger went to the KTV alone. After singing solo for 1.5 hours, she burned more than 400 calories. After singing for 3 hours straight, she burned a total of 781 calories. Singing is a form of aerobic. Even when seated, you are able to work out major muscle groups in your upper body.
So yeah. Let's go karaoke.
And they even broke it down further. Singing Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Yes.
That will burn 13 and a half calories. Just singing that song.
Oh, you'll break a sweat.
And if you bump it up to Gangnam Style, you'll get 16.4 calories.
Uh-huh.
Roughly every hour, you can burn up to like 500 calories if you're just performing your karaoke song.
I'm telling you. How often do you sing around your house? Every day, right?
Every day. All
every
the time.
Day.
All
I mean, that's time. Burning up some calories by itself.
But no one's there. Like, I'm singing. No one can hear
open.
How terrible I sound.
Oh.
See, okay. That's a difference in karaoke, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something you guys don't know about me.
Uh-oh.
I don't like to do karaoke. I don't like to go to karaoke.
What happened?
Oh, wow.
Because most of the time when I go to karaoke, people ask me to sing. I can't sing. I'm forced to get up there after a couple of drinks. I make a fool of myself. People shoot it on video and I see it the next day. Second of all, there's a lot of people just like me that can't sing that I have to listen to.
Everyone has a song.
Yes, yes.
But you, so we have to find your song.
See, I have two karaoke songs.
Okay.
It's going to be, one of them is Without Me by Eminem, because I don't actually have to carry a tune. And then I think another one is like a Green Day or Blink 182 song, because neither of them have a great singing voice. So,
yes,
I don't ask me to go karaoke. I'm going to say no.
It doesn't surprise me that you don't like doing karaoke. It surprises me that you don't want to go and enjoy it and other people failing.
It's just not fun to me.
Oh,
Monica, on the other hand.
Shoot.
Miss Tina Turner.
Set it up right now.
Herself.
Uh-huh. Proud Mary.
Proud Mary, that's your song, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's your go-to?
I mean if we want to play it right now, we can cut off this right here.
Olivia Rodrigo
can sit down and have a seat so Tina Turner can make her appearance.
So we can lose some calories.
All right. I'm mad at my coffee this morning.
Now, what could coffee do to cause someone to be mad at it first thing in the morning?
A lot. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So I go get a coffee this morning, and they did not have any stoppers. And you would think, by the time I got to work, that I was on a roller coaster ride because coffee had splashed all over the center console of my car, and I did not even hit any bumps. Why is it that when we don't have a stopper for our coffee, the coffee just decides like it's going to jump on a trampoline and try to jump up out of my cup?
It's like the TikTok North Sea videos. Like, it was like, ooh.
What it tells us is that we drive that way when there's a stopper in there. We just are fooled into thinking that our drive is smoother.
No,
but the coffee's being stopped.
The problem is, when I don't have a stopper, I drive even better. I try to make sure that I'm not taking any sharp turns.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And
with
then
that.
I pay attention if there's a bump or something in the road, then I'm going to kind of maneuver around it. But seriously, every time I don't have a stopper, the coffee just pops up out of my cup for no reason.
A huge
for
mess.
For no reason.
The amount of mess from that little spot, that little hole in the cup.
Yeah, typically anytime I don't get a stopper, I hold the coffee for as long as possible.
Yeah.
I don't trust it because I'm the opposite of you, Chris. I feel that I'm probably driving reckless. And so I'm giving my coffee a reason to hop on out the cup because it's scared of what's going on. So if it doesn't have a stopper, I'm like, you know what? Let me hold you close to my heart, baby, and take care of you.
And I know right when you got the first spill, it was right when you took a left. To jump on the interstate.
Probably
usually.
So.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I know, because I've experienced that spill.
I just feel like when our coffee doesn't have a stopper, it's like a bunch of rowdy kids in the back seat.
Uh-huh.
They're just popping up everywhere and want to just be all over the place.
That's why you put your kids in the trunk. That's your stopper right there. Just put the kids in the trunk. They can't pop up anywhere.
That's a good way to get arrested.
Only if they find out.
Child endangerment right there.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah.
In the morning. On the K92 Morning Thing.
Got an important question for you.
Okay. Yes.
All right. You see a door. The door doesn't say push or pull. What do you do?
Ooh.
I'm going to kick it down.
Ooh, that's a good
Kool-Aid
question.
Kool-Aid man with it. All right. Yeah. Go ahead and text to 52353 so we can have this conversation in just a few minutes on K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah. So we're asking the question, the important question of your life.
We got to get to it.
Yeah. If a door doesn't say push or pull, what are you doing? Are you a puller or are you a pusher?
You make it sound. I don't know if it feels dirty. It felt dirty when you said it that way. Say it again.
Are you a puller or are you a pusher?
Yeah, it sounds unnecessary right there.
I'll answer that question first. I go into a silent rage if the door is not a push. If it doesn't say push or pull, and I go to lean into it and push it, and it doesn't move, I'm in a silent rage because I think it's much easier when I can push open a door, because I'm the type of person that I like to kind of just walk into a door with my body and kind of push it. But when it just stops me dead in my tracks, I'm like, no, you're going to make me work and make me pull open this door. I feel like a push door is much easier.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm a puller. I realize.
I'm a puller as well.
Yeah. I just go ahead and pull it. Because otherwise, I feel like with the push, it does give you that bird hitting a window effect if it doesn't open, like if it doesn't push. You kind of like smack yourself into it.
So you guys guys assume the door is going to be a pull because it is most of the time when it's not labeled?
Yes, because majority of the time, the doors to an entrance are typically pull because you want to pull into the street, pull onto the sidewalk as opposed to pushing it into more space. So therefore, I'm a puller. By default, I'm a puller. Now, on the flip side, because Monica said that she likes to pull so she doesn't look like a bird going into a window or whatever glass thing. When we try to pull and it's a push, we look stupid too.
Yeah, we do.
We almost dislocate our shoulders trying to yank that door open. But I'm going to take the chance of dislocating my shoulder rather than looking like a Chris or a bird going into a glass window.
Yeah, which one are you? You can text to 52353. Are you a pusher or a puller?
I feel like if you're a puller, you're getting more of a workout. I figure the people that go to a gym a lot like the door that you pull.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
Now, as someone who has a long-standing beef with squirrels, I can understand the frustration that my man Mark Coon out of New York is struggling with. 62-year-old Mark Coon. Because he is sick and tired of squirrels just coming up in his backyard, climbing up in his trees, going to his bird feeder. Those bird seeds are not for you, squirrel.
They're
for the birds. So Mark said, I got to stop this. So what does Mark do? Mark gets a trap. A trap. A humane trap.
Okay.
That catches the squirrels. Which would be enough. There's no crime against having a squirrel trap because he would catch the squirrels and then release them in another area.
Right.
All of that, fine, fine, fine. Except Mark had to take it one step too far. Not only is he trapping the squirrels, he is spray painting them red before he sends them out.
Oh.
And not even using a non-toxic spray paint. It's a toxic spray paint. So what he's doing is he's baiting the squirrels into a trap, catching the squirrels, spray painting them while they're in the trap, releasing them. Yeah. That's
a real
illegal
fight.
Mr. Mark.
Goodness.
So there's a bunch of red squirrels running around?
Yep. He was found with two traps with red spray paint on them. And in the neighborhood, he would go further down the road, release them. And that's how the cops figured out that something like this was happening. People were reporting red squirrels running through the neighborhood, and they couldn't figure out where they were coming from. So as the police were doing their investigation, they found two traps at Mark's home that were covered in spray paint as well as spray paint cans. And he admitted to releasing the squirrels at another location after spray painting them.
Oh, man, is that serious?
He was very upset. So he was charged with three counts of poisoning or attempting to poison animals and other violations of state environment conservation laws.
You know what I think his punishment should be?
What's that?
They should spray paint him with that red spray paint. Yep.
And then let him know. Now you know how the squirrels feel, Mark.
Yep.
Yeah, so he was caught, should I say, red-handed?
We need one of these.
It's red, and it got on his hand, guys.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
We all have scars on our bodies. And scars are memories, right?
They tell a story. They do.
Yeah. So I want to know about your scars and what's the story behind the scar. Because, I mean, I'll share that I have, like, by my right eye, there's a little, right now it's a small little line by my eye. It's like a scratch. And it didn't before. So years ago. Years ago, that scratch, it came from me, I say, playing in the dirt. I was digging in the dirt, trying to level out the ground for my boom box for a cookout in Bedford County.
Okay.
And I was serious about the music. And so I was, while I'm doing that and trying to level out the mud, the ground, and everything else, I, for some stupid reason, decided to touch my eye and scratch my eye. Went on about working afterwards. And then the night goes on. Cookout's is fabulous. The next day, I wake up and I have this nasty infection, eye infection. And yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. And so every time I look at that little scar, I'm like, that's a memory. Yeah.
And you learned a lesson from
that
scar.
I learned a lesson. Yes.
If you have a scar that you learned a lesson from, feel free to text in your name, town, and the story to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236.
So I have a couple of scars. I have a scar on my hand.
Okay.
That looks like your right hand. Like a V.
Okay.
A V. That scar is from when I was probably 12 years old. I was pressing my hand down in the trash can to press the trash can down, but I didn't realize there was broken glass in there.
Oh,
so
no.
I cut my hand on a piece of broken glass, and my skin peeled back.
Ew. How old were you when that happened?
About 12 years old.
Okay.
Also, right here on my nose.
I see. As you tilt your head back, it's kind of like when Chris, if you have a nosebleed, they tell you tilt your head
back. That's what Chris is doing right now.
So I have a line right here underneath my nose. It's because, I don't even remember this, when I was probably 1 year old, my parents told me that I fell on the concrete and then cut my nose on something.
So
I cut my nose right on the front here as a kid. So that is that scar. And also I have a chicken pox scar on my top of my forehead, because when I picked
all
my chicken pox as a kid.
Monica said, name the scar and tell us the story. Chris says, I'm going to tell
on,
you.
Oh,
this one when I was 12. This one when I was 7. I got one when I was 3. We want to hear about your scars and the story behind your scars. Coming up next, I want to tell you about the time that I got a scar and realized that my mother's love for me was conditional. I know you're supposed to have unconditional love. Love someone no matter what.
Your baby.
Well, when I got this scar, I learned that my mother's love had limits.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we got your first code word of the day that could score you $1,000 with K92's Plastic Payoff. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris asking the question, how did you get that scar? Call 540-774-9236 or text 52353. Explain your scar, where it is, and give us your name.
Yeah, because when I share with you guys a story behind my scar, you're not gonna love my mother as much as you currently do.
Whatever.
Did your mama hit you one of those rolling pins?
My mother hit me with everything she could find, but that wasn't the scar. The day I got this scar was the day I realized that my mother's love for me had limits. So if you look, and I'm gonna show you, Monica, because you're on the side to see it better. Uh-huh. Above my right eye, right above my eyebrow, you see that scar right there, Chris? I don't know if you can see it with the way the light hits
it's very
above
light.
My right eye.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got that when we lived in Washington, D.C. I was at my, day school or whatever, and I was running through the playground, and I ran through some girls double dutching, and it was on concrete, it was on asphalt. I tripped through the ropes, and I went head first, and I just slid across the concrete.
Ooh.
They said at least 8 feet, because I'm super fast, guys. Uh-huh. I'm an athlete. I was an athlete back then. I was 4 years old. But I slid, and it opened my skull up. It opened it up.
To the white meat.
It was beyond the white meat. You could see inside of my skull. And this is how I found out my mother's love had limits, because she would not go in the emergency room with me. She could not bear to look at it. So I was 4 at the time. My brother was 9. He had to be the one in the emergency room with me, because my head was opened up so much. My skull was cracked so much. My mother could not bear to see it. And I knew at that moment, I said, okay, you don't love me through everything. You don't love me through blood and guts.
She said, I can't look at you. I can't do it. I can't do it. Make me a little nauseous.
But yeah, ever since then, I've always felt some type of way about double dutchers and people that jump rope. You're up to something.
Gosh, that's a memory.
Yeah. Antoine, I thought you were going to say that your mom took just some super glue and closed it up.
No, that would have been better. Because at least she would have been there for me.
Oh, man.
I would have taken that instead.
Well, look, we still love Shirley.
Yeah, someone does. Yes, but it has limits. I don't love her through thick and thin anymore.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
All right. Not only do I suffer from ADD, I also have obsessive compulsive disorder. I hope I'm not alone. I don't think I am. Mm-mm. So each week on the show, I'm going to talk about something I am completely obsessed over, something I'm losing sleep over, that it seems like I'm the only one that notices it or cares about it.
Okay.
My latest OCD obsession is the trash dumpster at my apartment complex.
Oh.
So my dumpster has one of those side loads.
Yeah.
Where you open up the door and you put stuff in from the side.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And then right by there where you pull the door down to put stuff in, there's a green button that says start. So once it starts to get full, you shut the door and it smashes down the trash.
Okay.
To make space for more people.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm the only one that even cares about that because my latest obsession is every time I walk by that trash bin, there's trash hanging out. Because nobody has hit start to smash the trash down. So what do? I have to go over there, pick up all the trash, put it inside, close it up, and hit start to smash down all the trash. And I do that at least twice a day. When I take my dog out for a walk, one of the paths we go is right by the dumpster.
All right, Chris, so you're not like looking out the windows for people to take their trash out or anything?
No, I can't see who's doing it, but I know there's people that are doing it. I'm like, am I the only one that cares about this? And the answer is yes, because I feel like I'm the only one that notices that if I'm doing everyone else a favor by keeping our trash packed nice and smashed down so everybody has room to put their trash in.
I'm struggling with the fact that you said you'll go up and pick up everyone's trash and put it in the trash can. Uh-huh.
I do.
I will be Jean-Claude Van Damme if I pick up someone else's trash and put it in a dumpster.
Well, you try to keep it like looking nice
and
everything.
I understand it. I totally understand walking by and just pressing a button. Like, I could see me, like, getting home. I park my car. I have no trash in my hand.
But somebody's band-aiding Sonic Cup.
I don't even need to see any trash. I might just walk by the dumpster and hit the button. I don't even know what's going on. I might just hit the button.
Yeah.
But what I will not do is pick up someone else's trash off the ground and then put it in a dumpster. I'm not touching that. Absolutely not.
Chris, twice a day.
I deserve better.
if trash is not hanging out, I'll still walk by, shut it, and press the button just in case the trash needs to be smashed down.
I do support that part of you. The first part, not so much, but that one, I'll rock with you on that one.
You know they have a camera watching. They're like, there he goes.
They need real trash. Yeah. They just throw it at the mess of Chris.
They don't realize that I'm their extra maintenance man.
You are, yeah.
But I feel like if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. Then all the trash is going to pile up, and then we're going to have a big mess. Then nobody's going to be able to put their trash up because that's happened to me.
Chris says if he doesn't do it, no one else is going to do it. No one else has to do it because you got Chris. Chris, the extra maintenance man, is going to do it for everyone.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, yeah. So a Chuck E. Cheese game show is coming soon.
Okay.
Featuring super-sized arcade games like the Human Claw. And so contestants on the game show, they compete to see who wins the most tickets to trade in for prizes.
Okay, so what it kind of sounds like is Nickelodeon's like Dare, Double Dare game.
Uh-huh.
Where they were competing in things that were larger than life.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese, you know, skee ball. I really love the idea of Chuck E. Cheese, Dave and Buster's, where you can go and play these kind of board games. So I think I would enjoy watching a TV show based off of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is your favorite game? For me, it is skee ball. That's my go-to is skee ball.
Skee ball is definitely up there. Mm-hmm. Air hockey.
Oh, air hockey's
fun. Air hockey's
up there. I'm terrible at that.
And the claw. Because you know you're going to lose.
The claw.
But you feel confident that you're going to grab that stuffed animal out of there.
And look, you know, maybe with this Chuck E. Cheese thing, they could spin it and do like a McDonald's game show where, you know, someone fixes the ice cream machine, you know, or they find the fry in the pit, you
That's
know?
That's rude.
You know,
they're going to do a game show where someone fixes the McFlurry machine.
Yeah.
I feel like the claw machine is always rigged, but if I owned a claw machine right now, you know what I'd have in there?
What?
A Stanley Cup.
Okay.
You make a lot of money off of
that.
Yes,
you would. All right, Samsung. I see what y'all trying to do.
Talk to me.
Uh-huh.
Talk to me.
Okay,
talk
so y'all nice. have a new feature. So the Samsung, they launched a new feature. They have the AI-powered Galaxy S24 line of smartphones.
Yes.
And so with this smartphone, they have live translation. That's the new feature.
Yeah, so basically, if you are on the phone with someone who speaks a different language than
like
you...
Like somebody from customer service.
If you're on the phone with someone who speaks a different language than you, then they don't have to try to speak your language. They don't have to try to meet you halfway.
Right.
They could speak with their native tongue, and the phone will translate what
they're
saying.
Live translation of the call, both audible and on the screen.
I like that. I like that. And it helps you learn another language, too. So, like, if I'm on the phone with someone who is Spanish-speaking, I'm like, no, speak to me in Spanish, because now I can learn what you're saying, and I can say it back to you.
Because you have a Samsung.
Because I have a Samsung. I don't have an iPhone.
And
I don't
see
have
how
an
he
Apple
does that.
Product.
I got a Samsung.
Samsung, we are ahead of the curve over here.
Oh, really?
And I think they'll take it one step further. They'll do it for slang, for kids' slang at some point.
You think so?
So you parents can know what Riz means.
This Urban Dictionary is going to pop up.
And then it'll take you to Franklin County or Bedford County or Chatham, Virginia.
Oh,
you can
Grand
learn,
Day.
You can learn all
what does
Grand
that mean?
I also have some friends that actually speak English that I could use it with that I can't understand half the time.
There you go.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah.
On the K92 Morning Thing.
All right, Covert Confessions is coming up next. It's a brand new segment where you can call 540-774-9236 or text 52353. Give us your confession. You don't have to give us your name, just what your confession is. Coming up, we've got a voice memo that we got sent in. We'll also talk to somebody on the phone. And one of the text confessions we got is a secret that somebody has been hiding from their family for years. You'll find out what it is next.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thing's Covert Confessions on K92.
Okay, a couple ways you can get us your confessions. You can record a voice memo on your phone and just send it to mornings@k92radio.com. You can text 52353, or if you want, you can call the show. We don't need your name or anything. You can just tell us your confession at 540-774-9236. We're going to start off with a voice memo that someone sent in to us.
So I have a confession. I actually use my boyfriend's toothbrush every single day without him knowing it. I have my own toothbrush, but I like his. It just feels better on my teeth.
Yuck. Jinx.
Yeah, no.
I think I would go without brushing my teeth if I was in a situation where I only had to use no toothbrush or somebody else's toothbrush. I'm like, I don't guess I'm brushing my teeth. I guess I'm going to use my T-shirt to brush my teeth.
Give me a washcloth with a toothpaste on it.
I know.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but that's the whole purpose of Covert Confessions. You let us know the things that you're too nervous to let someone else know.
All right, we got some text messages.
Yeah, and while, you know, some text messages are fun to read, some confessions are fun to read, some are a little difficult. Because I got one in that says, they've been living with a terminal disease for several years and have been keeping it a secret from their family. They said, I've disguised my medical appointments and treatments as work-related meetings and travel.
That's
a tough one right there.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of alone. Hopefully there is somebody else that knows about it that they can talk to it about, but that's kind of sad.
And we're not here to push back on the confessions, but I will say, whatever your reason is for keeping it a secret, your family deserves to know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
that. We have another one that says, my confession is that I use a girl's pictures that I went to high school with and catfish people online. I don't do it for money or anything.
Shame on you.
It just helps me feel more confident online and helps me have friends online because I don't have many in real life.
I get it. I won't give them a hard time.
I feel like, though, that you can easily bust people for catfishing now, don't you think?
You would think so, but there's a show on MTV where people get away with it, so I guess they're better at it than you would think.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, one more text here. My sister is being selfish to her family and letting her newest wed husband control her. Not a good situation.
No, that stinks right there.
Look, I think we all know where that situation is going to end.
Yeah.
And we're going to end Covert Confessions with a phone call.
Hey, so I've been hooking up with my best friend's wife for the past year.
Oh, wow.
And he has no clue. In fact, while she was on a work trip in Las Vegas, I flew down there for a couple of days to hang out with her.
What?
And, he never knew that I was lying in bed next to her while they were talking on the phone.
Bruh.
Yeah.
And that's awful.
Kids.
Like, if
that's awful.
You need to take that to the grave. Like, that's absolutely, that's terrible. And this is covert confession, so we shouldn't be super judgy, but good gracious.
Be judgy.
That's a bad
karma
one right there.
Karma is a B word right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not proud of it.
You still doing it?
I mean, I am. I have to figure it out, but, you know, I really like her, and I can see how this can get messy.
100% messy.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
That's Covert Confessions. If you'd like to get your confessions into us, you can send us a voice memo to mornings@k92radio.com or text 52353. It's K92. K92, Virginia's number one hit music station. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play K92's Wordplay for your shot 24 pack of tickets to Elmwood on Ice.
Yeah, so let's say good morning to our contestant, Lucia. Good morning, Lucia.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good, but you have to settle something for us really quickly before we get into the game. Are you ready?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, so when you called in to play the game, Monica wrote your name down on a piece of paper so that I would know who was on the phone. We don't know if she spelled it correctly. How do you spell your name?
It's L-U-C-I-A.
C-I-A.
Monica added an H in there.
I gave it just some spice just because.
Just a little extra.
I just did some more on there. Lucia's already a hot name, but you know, I just added some more to it.
All right, well, Lucia.
Nah, I hear ya.
Now it's time to get ready to play K92's Wordplay. Who do you want to partner up with? Monica, who doesn't know how to spell your name,
I do
or
now.
Chris?
Yeah, I was going to go with Chris today.
Okay, all right, awesome. Chris. Chris, get out of here. Chris knew how to spell your name, just for the record. We were trying to guess the correct way, and Chris had it correct. All right, so the way this game works, when Chris comes back from the soundproof chamber, I'm going to give him five words. It's a word association game. So, like, if I said best, he may say friend, because best friend, it would go together. So you just have to predict the first word that's going to pop in his head when I give him his five words. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, your first word is trash. Trash.
Can.
Trash can.
Okay.
All right. Your next word is heart. Heart.
What is it?
Heart. H-E-A-R-T. Heart.
Heart. Transplant.
Okay.
Heart transplant. Okay. Your next word is sand. Sand.
Lot.
Sandlot. Okay. It's a great movie. I would have said sandbox, but sandlot's also a good answer. Your next word, because you're going there if you win, ice. Elmwood on Ice. So what is Chris going to think of when I say ice?
Skating.
Ice skating. I might have said ice, baby. And then the last one is always a person. They could be a real person, a fictional character, his grandmother. Who is Chris going to think of when I give him the name Lisa?
Oh, God.
Who's a celebrity or a fictional character that pops in your head when you hear Lisa?
Lisa.
Don't. Oh, we know what Monica's thinking. Monica's thinking animated right now. Monica's thinking Lisa Simpson.
Dang, man. You got me stumped.
Just throw out any Lisa, or you can go with Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons if you want to.
Let's do it. Let's go with The Simpsons.
There we go. All right, I'm going to go get Chris.
All right, so we got trash can, heart transplant, sand lot, ice skating, and Lisa Simpson. Monica is going to get Chris out of the soundproof chamber. You just have to get 2 out of 5 to win. I believe in you, Lucia. No H. Lucia with no H. All right, Chris, you're back. Chris, are you ready?
Yes. How did she do?
I feel pretty good about
her. She did great.
I feel good. Monica feels great about it.
Okay.
All right, your first word is trash.
Trash. Trash can.
Trash can is what you said. Lucia, what did you say?
I said can.
Heck yeah.
You said can as well.
Look, Chris said yeah, because if you listen back, if you go back to the podcast, you know that Chris, he will be picking up trash.
He's all
twice
about
a
trash
day.
Cans. Hit the green button and everything. All right, your next word is heart. Heart.
Heart attack.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
I don't think Lucia was that far off. Lucia, what did you say?
I said transplant.
That's what you need after a heart attack.
Yeah, too many heart attacks. You need a new one. All right, your next word. You need one out of these last three to win. Sand.
Sand. You're killing me, Smalls. Sandlot. Sandlot. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
It's a great movie. The question is, did Lucia say Sandlot? Lucia, what did you say?
I sure did.
She did? Yeah.
She did. All right, but let's go ahead and finish because Chris wants to know if he would have gotten these last two. The next word was ice.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Mm. Lucia, what did you say?
I said skating.
She had her eyes on the prize. Yeah, she said ice skating. Okay, yeah. And then the last one's a celebrity or just a popular name. Lisa.
Oh, man. Lisa. How about Lisa Simpson?
Lisa Simpson is who you said.
Yeah.
That's who Monica said. And Lucia, who did you say after some, you know, convincing. Ooh,
they helped me out a little bit with that one.
That's all right.
So, it wasn't easy.
Lisa Simpson, because Lisa's a tough one. How about Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell?
Lisa Left Eye.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Uh-huh. Lisa Bonet. Yeah. There are a lot of us, but Lisa. Congratulations.
All right.
Wait, awesome. Who did she say?
Simpson. She said Lisa Simpson.
Oh, she did.
We coached her to it.
Okay.
All right. So, but Lisa, no, I said Lisa. Lucia. Hey, you can skate with a friend named Lisa if you want, because you have a 4-pack of tickets to Elmwood on Ice from K92.
The K92 Morning Thangs.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato, potato.
K92 Morning Thang. It's time to play our verbal hot potato game. We got Monica taking on Chris, where I'm going to give them a category, and they have 20 seconds to go back and forth naming things within the category that I deem to be correct, because I am the judge. Whoever gives me the last full answer before the buzzer goes off will win that round. First to 2 points wins. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Let me let you feel a little old first, and this is a hint into the category. 14 years ago today, Justin Bieber released Baby.
Oh my gosh, when he was a baby.
His song Baby was released 14 years ago today. So Monica, we're going to start with you. This is a difficult one, so before you complain, give me song titles that has the word baby in it. Go.
Baby back ribs.
Really?
That's a song. Want my baby back, baby back.
We'll take it. Go ahead. I'm the judge.
Baby don't hurt me.
Here comes my baby.
Baby, I love your way.
Baby boo. Baby boo, that song?
I don't know that one.
Baby got back.
That's a good one.
Oh, you said it. Okay. Chris got it.
Yeah, Chris got it. I like how no one said Baby by Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Like, I literally gave you an answer, but that's a point for you, Chris. It's okay.
My next one was Baby, Baby, Baby by TLC.
Oh,
also
baby,
would have been a good
baby,
one.
Baby.
Yeah. Also, not the answer I gave to the class to start it off. All right, Chris, you are up next. We just had the Emmys go down this past weekend. So, hot potato category number two. Just give me types of awards that people receive. Go.
A participation trophy.
An Oscar.
And an Emmy.
Okay. Academy Awarded.
That's an
something.
Oscar.
Yes. Oh, that's an Oscar. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I know you said it. Okay. They get the Billboard music.
Yeah. That's an award.
Grammy.
The Slime Award.
Nickelodeon.
An American Music Award.
All right. We had to stop at Slime Award because that came in last before the buzzer. So that's a point for Monica.
Yeah.
Could have been like the Honor Roll Award.
Oh.
BET Award. There's so many. All right. Tiebreaker right now. Last round. We talked about Lisa Simpson earlier, so Monica, you're starting. Just give me some animated characters. Go.
Bart.
How about, animated characters? Oh, Miles from the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Rick and Morty.
There you go.
How about Groot?
Cat dog.
Good job, Monica.
How about Nemo?
Your how about took 20 seconds in themselves. That point goes to Monica. Once again, class, I said we talked about Lisa Simpson earlier.
Oh, we didn't say Lisa.
No one says Lisa Simpson. You are the most non-listening class I've ever taught before in my life. Here's Dua Lipa, Houdini. It's K92.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
And just so you know, I understand that today's good news story of the day is more of a visual story.
Mm.
So if you go to the K92 Radio Instagram page or the K92 Facebook page, you will see the shark that we're going to talk about.
The shark?
The shark.
Okay.
The shark, because, you know, we've had a couple of snow days this week, and I've seen pictures of people doing snowmans and snowmen, snow women, snow persons, snow dogs even, and they've been cute. They've been adorable. But they do not touch Carlos's shark sculpture made from snow with the help of his two sons.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. It's pretty scary looking.
Yeah, it's huge. It's become now an exhibit in his neighborhood. And here he is talking about what sparked it and just the sculpture in general.
Snow sculptures, I didn't really want to do anything plain. When I saw a shark online, I figured I could do that. So I gave it a shot, and this is what we ended up with. I like people stopping by and taking pictures with it. It was a lot of fun to make with my kids. I think other people should give it a shot.
Yeah, it took him 4.5 hours to sculpt the shark, and then another hour and a half to color it with watered down acrylic paint the following day. The shark is over 5.5 feet tall.
Yes.
It's a great white shark. It looks amazing, though.
He did a great job. You can tell, like, his wife said, y'all go outside and play for a long time.
So my question is, what is this shark based on? Is it based on left shark or right shark?
Left shark or right shark?
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, not even baby shark. I was like, left shark or right shark?
Because you said it's 5 feet tall, so it's bigger than a baby shark.
That's true.
And also smaller than a Meg, though.
Yeah. Well,
we need more answers from Carlos.
We do.
Make sure you go to our Facebook and Instagram pages. Check out the shark. There's still some snow outside. Get busy.
SZA and Snooze on K92. It's the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. I feel like I could snooze because I think I took too many Alka-Seltzer yesterday. Because yesterday afternoon, I thought I felt like I was getting a cold or something. So my throat felt funny. I'm like, what's going on here? So I took an Alka-Seltzer probably right around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then I took another one before I went to bed.
Try to get a hit
last night about 7:30, so I took it kind of close to the other one, and I've been dragging all morning.
Now, were either one of those PMs, was it 3 o'clock one a PM one, or was it 7 o'clock one a PM?
They were both PMs.
No, you took a PM one at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's technically PM.
Gracious.
I wanted to make sure I slept good last night. But I'm still feeling the results of it today.
I can understand why. We were talking off the air about being hungry, and it's only right, fate has it in store, that Roanoke's Tastiest Week, Roanoke Restaurant Week, starts tomorrow, January 19th. Through January 28th.
Look, I love some restaurant week. Me and my girlfriends, we would go downtown and be like, oh, what are we doing today? You know, and have a nice lunch. Like, there's so many specials going on. So check out all the restaurants.
Yeah,
enjoy it.
Restaurant week is a chance to experience downtown's extensive mix of lunch and dinner options at over 20 restaurants. And the prices that they're going to have, they are super fixed.
Oh, yeah. So they have $15 for lunch, $30 or $45 for dinner. I mean, if Frankie's, you can get some steak and some mashed potatoes, and I believe it's another side. I already looked at the menus. Sorry.
You looked at the restaurant week menu? Because make sure that these things, because sometimes...
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I checked it.
...their menus. So make sure to look at their locations and their menus at RoanokeRestaurantWeek.com, sponsored by WSLS Channel 10, the Roanoker Magazine, and your station, K92.
Yeah. Yeah, my gosh, you can eat all the food and then maybe you'll win some tickets to go skating. Elmwood on Ice tickets. We have those tomorrow with K92's Wordplay at 8:20.
And then two more chances today to win $1,000 with K92's Plastic Payoff. We'll give your code words out at 3:20 and 5:20. And if you miss the 9:20 code word, once again, it is thousand, T-H-O-U-S-A-N-D. You'll enter the code word thousand on our website at K92radio.com. And good luck.
On our website.
Website.
Do not text it in to 52353. It's only acceptable if you go to K92radio.com. That's the only way that you can win.
Okay, you just gave out the text number, which somebody enticed somebody to text it. I know you said don't text it in,
K92radio.com.
But you know what? Tempted them by giving out the text number.
I know that our listeners, the K92 family, are not selective listeners. They listen to the entire thing. Do not text to 52353. Enter the word 1000 at K92radio.com. I'm giving our listeners way more credit than that.
Antoine, we just got a text in like 30 seconds ago, 1,000 to our text number.
That was before I said it.
No.
Before I cleared it up. All right, before I get really feisty on this radio station, Monica, what do you got for us?
We have a morning thing nugget. Find someone who cares about you as much as Gmail cares about new devices signing into your account.
I liked it. It worked for me.
That really hit me. I like that one. It's so relatable.
Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning beginning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.